Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, the highest value hunting brand, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca. They are the highest rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. PROFHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a fishing report from Lake Winnebago and Lake Michigan, hear about grouse camp coming to Eagle River, and look at fall fun in Florence County. Like that alliteration, fall fun Florence? And we'll meet a new spokesperson for Florence County. Her name is, wait for it, Flo. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is running a walleye tournament in North Dakota this week. It's the National Walleye Tour Championship, so I'm flying solo once again. I was in Madison last week for the annual conference of the Outdoor Writers Association of America. It was our 100th anniversary, and our theme for the final banquet was 1927. Dressing like 1927. So a lot of us dressed up for the occasion. Teddy Roosevelt was there. There were gangsters. And our executive director wore a Boston Braves uniform because the Braves were in Boston at that time. You may or may not know that they were in Boston before coming to Milwaukee and now Atlanta, of course. And many of the women dressed in flapper dresses and hats. Well, I went as Ernest Hemingway. We had a grand time. Next year, we're meeting in Roanoke, Virginia. I don't know if I'll make it, but I hope to, and maybe I can fish with my brother Mike in North Carolina while I'm out there. Speaking of fishing, this weekend I'm guiding muskie anglers in the World Muskie Hunt. It's held in Lake Tomahawk. We'll be fishing a number of lakes in Vilas and Oneida counties. It's an invitational fundraising event that I've been guiding for about the last 10 years. And I was a contestant on the Crestliner Boats team back in 2002, and I'll be there this year running my Crestliner 1750 Fishhawk, which, by the way, is for sale. And if you're interested, call the folks at Cedar Lake Sales or visit their website, cedarlakesales.com. More on them later in the show. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan while fishing for perch on Lake Winnebago. He's a multi-talented dude for sure. Eric Prince invites us up to Florence County, where the outdoor fun never stops. The county fair is going on this weekend, and there are several events coming up after Labor Day. And John Steigerwald invites experienced and novice grouse hunters to grouse camp, coming up later in September at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society, toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffgrousesociety.org. And joining us for an update is John Steigerwald. He's the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, and he's a regular guest on the show. John, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Dan, good to be back as always.
It's always good to talk to you. John, you had some workshops recently, didn't you?
We did. The Ruff Grouse Society, American Woodcock Society, we've been a partner and sponsor of the Wisconsin Coverts Program for at least the past 25 years. The Coverts Program, for those who don't know, is a program put on by UW Extension. And RGS, we've partnered with UW Extension to help bring coverts to private landowners of Wisconsin and surrounding states, especially for landowners who own property in Wisconsin. Coverts is a immersive private landowner workshop over the course of 3 days where people get to meet at the Kemp Natural Resources Station in Woodruff, Wisconsin, and learn from a wide range of professionals, including faculty from UW-Madison, including Scott Craven of WPR fame.
Yeah.
As well as folks from the forest products industry, U.S. Forest Service, Wisconsin DNR, and, of course, the Ruff Grouse Society.
This is a workshop that happens every year, is it?
It's been going on every year since the 90s. We make it possible through grants from the Wisconsin Sustainable Forestry Initiative, the Ruff Grouse Society, and our donors.
Mm-hmm. And what do people learn in a three-day workshop?
So a lot of what we try to teach are the basic foundational elements of forest and forest wildlife management. We'd like people to leave the workshop feeling empowered that they have sort of the tools and knowledge at their hands to be able to start implementing forest habitat restoration work on their property. And so we cover a wide range of topics ranging from forest birds to deer to large carnivores. We do a series of field visits looking at state-managed lands. We also do some private landowner site visits, working with a very generous gentleman giving his time to allow our attendees to tour his property, Mr. Terry Ides of Ides Guides.
Sure.
We learn about what Terry's been doing on his property for 30-plus years, and The idea is that those landowners, those attendees, can take some of those lessons home, feel empowered that, hey, other people who are in the same boat as them, who own this piece of property, are able to make it happen. If they don't leave with that knowledge, they can at least leave knowing that there are people out there like the Rough Grouse Society, like Wisconsin DNR, like UW Extension, who can help make their management happen.
Yeah, okay. Terry is a fixture in the grouse world in Wisconsin anyway. In fact, he was instrumental in getting Park Falls named the Rough Grouse Capital of the World.
And I will say he's got some of the best rough grouse hunting dogs in the world. I don't say that because I own one of Terry's dogs. It's just, it's the truth.
Okay.
But that was one of the workshops we put on. And additionally, just last week, we held what we call our Coverts Reunion. And so this is where past attendees who go to the Coverts workshop can meet at a reunion that we put on every 5 years and take part in some additional follow-up training, opportunities to dive deeper into different topics of a varying nature that folks might find appealing and lessons they can take home and further their property management.
All right. And then coming up next month, Grouse Camp, September 18th through 20th at Trees for Tomorrow. That's been going on for several years.
Yeah, we've been hosting Grouse Camp for quite a few years now. That takes place in Eagle River, Wisconsin at Trees for Tomorrow. It's essentially kind of the same concept as Coverts. It's an immersive event where we bring people in and teach them the tools of the trade of rough grouse and woodcock hunting.
Now, I've been to one of those camps, and we did a show for Outdoor Wisconsin, my TV show that was in production still at that time. I have not been back, but there are workshops and dinners and fundraising opportunities and hunting, right?
There is. We train people, teach people on a wide range of topics, including sort of land navigation, where to find rough grouse hunting opportunities and habitat, what is good or ideal rough grouse hunting habitat. We teach a little bit on dog handling, shotgun safety, hunter safety, and then participants get to go out with a mentor. And so this is probably one of the most beneficial parts is people who are not typical rough grouse hunters get to go out and learn from folks who are Rough Grouse Society members, local chapter leaders, and learn what are they looking for when they go for hunting opportunities in the fall. And so it also builds a sort of one-on-one camaraderie. You mentioned some of the dinners. That's sort of one of the most talked about parts of Grouse Camp is the dinners that we host and the camaraderie that's built around the campfire and lasting relationships that are created.
Very good. And that is in Eagle River, September 18th through 20th, and people can register on your website, right?
They sure can, and if they can't make it this year, it's a regular fixture at the Rough Grouse American Woodcock Society.
Okay. Well, let's talk about hunting then. You'll be hunting at Grouse Camp, but the season opens the week before that, the 12th of September, for grouse and woodcock on the 19th. How does it look for this season?
Many folks may have seen the rough grouse drumming reports that came out from the spring drumming counts. It looked like the counts were going to be down for this year, which was not unexpected. We are at that bottom of that cycle or expected to be near that bottom of that cycle. That cycle, that 10-year cycle, we see these ebbs and flows in the rough grouse population where every 10 years the population peaks, followed by a valley. We are supposed to be on the bottom of that cycle, possibly headed towards that upswing. That was the rough grouse drumming counts. However, we did have what I would call near perfect brood rearing conditions this spring. We saw that across the North Woods where we did have some spring rains. We had a fairly wet spring, but none of that heavy rains hit really during the nesting early brood season. That was, of course, followed by quite a dry spell that we've had so far this year. Much of the North Woods is in drought, but the reports that I'm hearing from the field are that counts are sounding good. You know, want to remain optimistic heading into the fall. Of course, a lot can still happen and results can vary, but everything's pointing towards a good hunting opportunity this fall. I would say that even if it wasn't going to be optimal hunting conditions, you only have so many falls to enjoy the North Woods and getting out hunting. So even if we're a bad season, I would encourage folks to get out and just enjoy the hunting opportunities that are made available.
I agree with you there. And, of course, you can always find some grouse if you know what kind of habitat to look for, because they will be in the best habitat in down years, and they'll be everywhere in years when they're abundant.
Very true.
All right. Well, John, I think we're going to let you go, and we will talk to you again next month, maybe just before grouse camp. We'll see how the timing works. And meanwhile, I hope I don't know where I'm going with this. Yes, very good, John, and we will talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Steigerwald is the Western Great Lakes Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, their website where you can learn about everything they're doing, plus sign up for grouse camp if you want, is ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch. He's the proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Chardos.
That's all right. I'm going one in.
All right.
Oh, that's a nice one. Who's that? A nice one. It's the biggest one in the morning. Wow.
Well, Dan, I was about to introduce you, and you caught a fish. You were on Lake Michigan last time we talked, but you're on Lake Winnebago today?
Yeah, we're on Lake Winnebago today in the Robalo, and we're on a pretty hot perch bite here. It's been a lot of fun. It was slower earlier, but now we're getting into them pretty good here, so it's pretty steady. Dead sticking for perch on Lake Winnebago.
All right. Well, you are proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store in Sheboygan. That's on South Pier Drive, and, of course, on the web at dumperdan.com. And you have a Facebook page where people can listen to this report again and see some photos, including maybe a photo or two. Take a couple pictures of those perch, and we'll put them on there just for fun. And that's Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And this week we've got another trio of sponsors, Penn Avenue Pub, Angler's Pub and Grill, and Vibes Bar and Billiards. You're joining us, as I mentioned, live from Lake Winnebago, but let's get back to Lake Michigan. What has the fishing been like over there?
Very good, Dan. To be honest with you, this is probably the best August of fishing and weather combined that I've seen in at least 5 years. It's been calm. It's been nice. We did just get off a northeast wind that blew for about a day and a half, and it got really rough. But outside of that, the whole month of August has been great, and the fish have not moved. The weather has not pushed them anywhere else. They've been in the same area nonstop. Now, we talk about perch fishing today. I'm over here with my buddy Bleeker in the Robalo, but the way my day started was at 3 a.m. in my store serving coffee, donuts, and getting a corporate outing out of clients from all over the Midwest. We had people from Texas, Minnesota, Oklahoma here, and we got them out this morning. I had 4 boats out this morning. I got them out, and they're all tied up back in already with limits. They did quite well.
Wow.
On King Salmon. Yeah, they did good. We snuck over here for some perch, so it's been a great day on the water, and we do it again this afternoon.
Yeah. So you say the fish haven't moved there on Lake Michigan. Where are these kings, and how are you catching them?
We got to keep an eye on which way they shift a little bit, but right now they're south of town. They're from, like, the power plant in 70 to 90 foot, so pretty tight together, easy to get to. Power plant south all the way to about Cedar Grove, to be honest with you, that whole stretch. The best spot's right off of Kohler-Andry State Park right now, 70, 80, 90 foot. In fact, I sent one of my pool buddies that I shoot pool with over there today with his buddies, and he's on fish right now. He's currently still out there, and he's catching them, so that's where to go. Power plant all the way to Cedar Grove, Woosburg, Kohler-Andry, 70 to 90 foot. Spoons are excellent. Moonshine, Salmon Candy, Pro King, Yuck Spoon, doing very well. Fishing them on downriggers, slide divers, 5 and 7 color lead core setups is doing well. Now, if you want to run some wire divers or downriggers a little deeper or copper, 150 and 200 coppers off the board's been good. but not with spoons, with flasher flies. The wire divers, too, they run a little deeper than the other setups I mentioned. So get them out there, run some coppers with some flasher fly combinations. The 8-inch flasher doing quite well. Get the tackles to where the fish are and pull your best baits that you like to start with and change it up if you're not getting bit. But there's fish there and there's bait fish there, and it's a great August.
Yeah, that's good. Are you catching anything besides kings?
A few mixed in coho, rainbow. There's some steelhead in that area, rainbow, same thing. And they're nice fish, too. They're 10, 12, 14-pounders. They bite the spoons more than they bite the flash or fly combinations. We're not catching really or targeting lake trout at this time. And brown trout, in that depth, you don't see too many of them. So mostly kings, anywhere from 5, 6-pounders up to 20, 25-pounders.
Yeah, very good. Mostly salmon, and the salmon are the best eating in my book.
Yeah, they're excellent on the grill. They're great smoked. Better salmon are awesome. Freshwater Lake Michigan salmon are hard to beat.
Well, have you got openings for September now?
I do. We're actually going to pull out here the later part of September. I'm not going to run into October just because I don't want to get into windy weather and colder weather and this and that. I do have openings. I would target early September because the bite's good right now here, the end of August. So get out here the first 10, 15 days of September. I have openings. I have boats around me that I'm booking trips on all the time. My mechanics, my friends of mine at charter that are all docked next to Dumper Dan's on South Pier Drive. So if I am booked, I will get you out on somebody's boat. But call me ASAP to get on a Dumper Dan boat before we're full. 920-377-1147 is my number. I'm taking bookings today on Lake Winnebago catching perch. So I got my books with me, my phone, and my pens. We'll get you out here. Summer's going quick, guys, so get out here. If you can't do it this year, definitely look us up for 2027.
Well, a phone in one hand, a fishing rod in the other, and a book and a pen on the seat. Maybe don't drop it in the water or you'll be in trouble.
I make sure the phone stays on the inside of the boat because I've seen people drop phones in already. But I get the job done for you. And everybody always says you go fishing when you're not charter fishing. And I'm like, absolutely, eloping on the water.
Yeah, you pretty much live on the water, don't you? Those big kings should be moving into the harbor pretty soon.
Yeah, that's going to get interesting, Dan. There's a lot of guys fishing the piers right now. There's guys jigging out in front of the harbor with the new jigging spoons that the guy's been using. I'm going to be using a Robalo in there. I'm sure Bleeker and a lot of my buddies and Zach and Tyler, my kids, probably my wife Jenny, will fish the river or the harbor in fall here, which will be early to mid-September, trolling crankbaits and spoons for them bigger, mature salmon when he comes to spawn. I'm really looking forward to that. That's coming up next.
Yeah. Well, and we have a trio of secondary sponsors this week. Penn Avenue Pub, Angler's Pub and Grill, and Vibes Bar and Billiards. They all have Facebook pages by those same names, so they're easy to find. What can you tell us about them?
Well, they're unique all in their own way. I mean, they're all awesome places. Penn Avenue Pub, that's on Penn Avenue.
Yeah.
On 8th Street, 9th Street, right downtown Sheboygan, maybe 8 blocks from my place. You could walk there from my place, but most drive right over the bridge and go over to Penn Avenue Pub. Their Philly cheesesteak is to die for. It's excellent. That's what they're known for there. Chicken wings are very good, burgers. Great little pub and grill. It's a very nice, clean outfit. New owners, by the way, but they're doing excellent. Penn Avenue Pub, great lunch, great supper, beers, soda, whatever you'd like. Then we move over to Angler's Pub and Grill is on the river down from me. You can walk from all of my condos and boats and my store right to that establishment. They're on the river. They have outdoor seating, which is really nice and scenic on the nicer days. Otherwise, inside, great menu there, too, of burgers galore. Very, very nice place at Angler's on South Pier Drive. There's new owners there, too, but they're doing excellent. Great menu, great people, great staff. Then you go over to one of my favorite places in the winter, shooting pool, league, tournaments, Vibes, Tommy and Pamela and Terry and Mark do a great job over there with all their diamond pool tables, 9-footers, 7-footers, dartboards. Great menu, too. I love their shrimp. They got excellent, excellent pizza. So if you're looking to do some pool shooting or some dart playing, you know, Vibes would be your place to go for that. That's on 8th Street south of me, about 10, 12 blocks. So everything's within a mile of my place and easy to get to if, you know, if you're fishing with us and lodging with us, you don't have to go real far.
Yeah. And of course you hit each of those pretty regularly for meals. I joke with you sometimes if you ever eat at home, but you got a lot of choices there.
Yeah, we eat out a lot. You know, it's quick and easy and we're always on the go and we're busy with what I do. This is my 41st year in business. I started in 85, and I'll tell you, I got to thank all my customers that called this summer and every summer, because it's been unbelievably busy. I mean, this phone rings nonstop, and we've got great people that come here, and it's been a really good ride of 41 years at Thumper Dan's, and we're going to continue on and looking forward to next year and already taking bookings for 2027.
Wow, fantastic. Well, Dan, we'll talk to you again probably just after Labor Day and see how September is going to wrap up, and then we'll hope everybody has a great fall and winter, and we'll pick it up again next spring.
That sounds like a good plan, and hopefully I got some good reports for you on the harbor fishing and the fall kings, and we'll touch base on that in a couple of weeks. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, and catch some more of those perch.
Oh, we're on it. Thank you.
All right.
Dump it. What's going on? Oh,
get it in the boat there. Don't dump it.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
I know he's on. He's a nice perch. Yeah. Oh, man, that happened at the perfect time.
Yeah, absolutely. Dumper Dan Welch reporting live from Lake Winnebago from his private boat, his Raballo, and he is a Lake Michigan charter captain, as you heard, for 41 years now. He's done the charter business as long as I've been doing TV and twice as long as I've done radio, and he's still at it, and you can find him on the web at dumperdan.com, and you can find this report with some photos and video on his Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And don't forget, Penn Avenue Pub, Angler's Pub and Grill, and Vibes Bar and Billiards, they are all in Sheboygan, walking distance or a short drive from Dumper Dan's, and they all have Facebook pages that you can find easily. Just search their names, Penn Avenue Pub, Angler's Pub and Grill, and Vibes Bar and Billiards. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of unclouded public land, with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena, or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin, there's always something going on up there, and they invite you to explore thousands of acres. of county, state, and national forest lands. They've got wild rivers, ATV and UTV trails, 160 miles at least of those, and horse trails as well. And you can learn all about what's going on in Florence County at exploreflorencecounty.com. But to get a sneak preview of what's coming up real soon, and actually this weekend in Florence County, we're going to talk right now to the director of Florence County Economic Development and the president of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce and our regular guest, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Always fun, Dan.
Well, gosh, you guys are busy. You've had a busy summer, and Labor Day weekend is just ahead, and all of a sudden it's fall. What the heck is going on up there this weekend?
Oh, it feels like fall up here. The mornings have been a little bit cooler. I don't think we're out of it yet. I still think we're going to dip into the 80s a couple of more times. For me, September and October are just beautiful months. Just to be able to come up here and, you know, we're going to get into fall colors here pretty quick.
Yeah.
We're kind of ahead of everybody else down south. But the weather's beautiful right now, 67 and partly cloudy, but the sun's out and things are looking pretty good for this weekend. We're going to do the Florence County Fair this weekend.
Yes.
Lots of things planned.
Well, Eric, tell us about your county fair.
We have quite a few things going on this year. A new set of games for the kids is coming in called the 1882 Pioneer Games. And then there's going to be one that's more adult. Dan Olson, who created this from Angie's Creations, he found out that the longest cornhole toss in the Guinness Book of World Records was 91.4 feet or something like that.
Okay.
So he created a game that has a 93-foot cornhole toss.
Huh.
But he broke it down. You can go to florencewi.com. He got the URL for Florence, which was really funny that he was able to get that. But he does all the flow stuff through there. The games are on there. The cornhole toss is on there. He's got sponsors. You're going to start out at like 15 feet and then go to 30 and then all the way up to this 93-foot grand toss. But there's prizes at every level. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, on top of that, we have the mud bog. That thing just keeps growing every year. We have Wisconsin arm wrestling, which keeps getting bigger every year. There's a big car show that we do. This is the draft horse pull. There's quite a bit packed in between Friday night and Sunday afternoons. And, of course, bands. Next Mile comes on Saturday night. And there's a couple of other bands on Friday and Sunday. A lot of food, a lot of drink, and just a good time. Good time for families.
Yes, county fairs are always a lot of fun. And you mentioned your 1882 Pioneer Games and FlorenceWI.com and this new character, Flo. So who the heck is Flo?
Well, I'm not going to do it any justice. I will tell you that Dan Olson started with this AI stuff, right? And I was over at the shop one day last year, and he was like, look at what I created, and what should I call her? And I was like, Flo?
Yeah.
And then it just took off. He's got a real AI. He's done some stuff with the businesses, this game called Finding Flo all around Florence County, where you can go in and you can scan with your phone. You can get points. And as you gather points, you can go in and redeem them for stuff at the store. The businesses are all involved. So if you gain X amount of points, you can go get a free ice cream cone at Hugo's or stuff like that. But he's starting to, just with this simple marketing idea and this AI thing, it's just been amazing in the community. And people love it. Absolutely love it. It gives people, you know, that are visiting. They go out with the kids. They'll go to the visitor center to find Flo, or they'll go to Hugo's or the ice cream shop or Merrill's or whatever. And it's good for the community. It's good for the businesses. And it's a lot of fun. So Flo has really brought an entire different dynamic to the community. If you go to FlorenceWI.com, you'll also see he created a radio station, WFLO, of course.
Yeah.
And he's got listeners all over the region right now. And you can see how many listeners there are. You can record a 90-second commercial if you want, and he'll play that, and it's listened to in the community. I mean, it's not a true radio station of the sense where they have 100,000 watts, right? This is a streaming thing, but it's really pretty cool. And when they came up with the 1882 Pioneer Games, it was just one more thing that we can offer at the fair to bring families in. there's the inflatables, and that's great, but we wanted to do more for the kids.
Yeah, I think it's really neat that Florence, Wisconsin has this attractive young character, Flo, who is exploring everything that you do in the county. That's going to grow. I really bet it will.
And he created a grouping, right, of Florence. He has Flo, and he has another character called Wren. He does these weather updates and stuff from outside the post office, and he'll even do the ads on WFLO. But he's got a voice of a young Cliff Clavin, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff he says is absolutely hysterical. A little bit at length, but that's what Cliff Clavin does. And then C is their dog. He's got a bunch of other characters. He actually had some fun with me. He made me the mayor for a little bit.
Sure.
We laughed about that, but it's been a lot of fun. It brings some color to the community, and people are really appreciating his creativity, and it's really good for the community. So come and join us at the fair.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if he wants to run our interviews, he's certainly welcome to them.
Oh, we could absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you can listen to you and me on FlorenceWI.com. All right. And then next weekend is Labor Day, and you've got something going on, a scavenger hunt of some sort?
You know Labor Day. There's July 4th, there's Memorial Day and Labor Day. For Florence, it's a very busy weekend. People are coming up into the area. And, of course, they're going to want to get out on the trails. So Northern Lights is doing a Monopoly scavenger hunt. But it's not just for UTVs, ATVs on the trails. You can do this on your motorcycle. You can do this in your car. Not on the trails, of course. But you can go around to all the different stops that they have. And you can register at the Northern Lights starting now all the way up through September 5th, which is the day of the scavenger hunt. There's an entry fee of $15. $5 goes to the Blue Ox Trail Riders. They're the ones that groom all of our ATV, UTV, and snowmobile trails. And they're selling booyah. It's going to be a great event, and hopefully Mother Nature works with us. That's going to be fun. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of other things that come up at some of the other places. But for the most part, people come up. They want to grill. They want to go out in the boat. Maybe for the last time. I don't think so. September and October have been pretty nice to still come up.
Yeah.
It's almost as if the seasons have shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come up on Labor Day. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. And where is Northern Lights for folks who don't know?
Northern Lights is out on Highway 70, about 3 miles out on 70 from downtown Florence.
Okay. Very good. And then Harvest Festival is the next weekend, right?
It is. That's on the weekend of September 11th, 12th, and 13th. A lady by the name of Jody Nordell started that last year. I think we had over 100 kids. But it's a three-day event. It's a Halloween event, actually. But it's fun for the kids. There's an outdoor movie at the Pavilion on Friday night. Then on Saturday, there's the scavenger hunt, face painting, crafts at the Pavilion, straw wagon rides, trick-or-treating, kickball tournament, monster mash dance, a whole bunch of stuff. And then on Sunday, there's coffee and donuts, and everybody says goodbye. But this all happens out at West Bass Lake Park Campground, and you can still go to FlorenceCountyParks.com and make a reservation if you want to go there. All the details for this and everything I put on the events tab under ExploreFlorenceCounty.com, or people can contact me, whether it be via phone or email, and I'm more than happy to give them guidance and help them out with their vacation or stay here.
Very good. And then you've got one more music in the parks coming up soon.
September
10 days.
10th. Yeah. September 10th, we're going to have Norton and Chartier. They have a pretty big following up in this area. A lot of old school rock kind of stuff. Great listening. And then Roadhouse 139 is bringing their food trailer up. I'm guessing that they're going to bring burnt ends and all sorts of delicious barbecue. We have Deez Dreamation, who's going to be doing some face painting. We have the Canine Unit, who will be here selling all their merch. I may have one or two other small startup companies that have some really delicious treats that they may be setting up. We normally get anywhere from 100, 150 people to show up. It's a great community event, and it's put on by the Chamber of Commerce. This will be our last one for the year.
All right. Well, we're about out of time here, and hunting seasons are just around the corner. Next time we talk, let's talk a little more in detail about fall colors and fall maybe trail riding and hunting seasons.
Absolutely perfect.
All right. Eric, thank you so much. Don't eat too many corn dogs at the fair. I hope you can hit the 93 cornhole shot, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great, Dan. Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Eric Prince, folks, is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, President of Florence County Chamber of Commerce, and if you let Dan Olson make him the mayor, he might be the mayor of Florence. Who knows? You can learn all about what's going on, what we talked about, at exploreflorencecounty.com, and you can follow Flo at florencewi.com. Get up there and enjoy the great weather and the fall colors and all the fun in Florence County. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth Gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They offer Crestliner boats at crestliner.com and, of course, Mercury Outboards. And you can find them at mercurymarine.com. Crestliner has some rebates going on, and Cedar Lake Sales has a big clearance sale now on 2026 model year boats to make room for the 2027 models. And my slightly used Crestliner 1750 Fishhawk will be one of those offered for sale this fall. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Wapaka, profhearingcare.com. If our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on a lot of platforms, including the Outdoor News website, and that is outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can find us on social media at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. A couple of announcements this week. Coming up on September 19th, Accessibility Wisconsin is celebrating its 12th anniversary and the acquisition of its new headquarters with an event at Blackhawk Lake Recreation Area in Highland. The event starts at noon, runs till 4, and it'll feature outdoor skills stations on fishing, wildlife identification, and wildlife art, along with opportunities to reserve all-terrain wheelchairs for on-site use. To register or for more information, visit accessabilitywi.org. And Accessibility Wisconsin now has a fleet of 35 all-terrain track chairs in 33 enclosed trailers for transport, and they're scattered all over the state. You can find them on their website. Sheboygan and Manitowoc County Pheasants Forever will hold a 50-bird Lewis shoot, brat fry, silent auction, and raffle on that same weekend, September 19th and 20th. That'll be at Joe's Clay's in Reidsville. Shooting hours are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day, and it costs $20 a round and $5 for the Lewis class entry. And you can find them on Facebook, I'm pretty sure, at Sheboygan, Manitowoc County, Pheasants Forever. And on September 26th, that same chapter of Pheasants Forever is holding a free youth pheasant hunt. That'll be at Thunderbird Game Farm in Reidsville. The hunt starts at 7 a.m., and it's open at no charge to youths 12 to 17, and they'll have 12 and 20-gauge ammo and mentors with trained dogs available. To register, contact the Thunderbird Game Farm or call 920-853-3030. Easy one to remember, 920-853-3030. And here's a new one. The Ruff Grouse Society and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation are hosting Bugle Days in the Flambeau River State Forest, and that's September 11th through 13th. The event is free and all are welcome. Friday activities include a habitat work project from 9 to 5 and a welcome campfire from 6 to 9. On Saturday and Sunday, enjoy guided bugling tours from 5 to 10 a.m., and Saturday there's another habitat work project from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a volunteer celebration at 5. And Sunday, there's volunteer training from 9 to 11 a.m. Look for details under the events tab at roughgrousesociety.org or rmef.org. Lost in the Woods Improv is hosting an improv immersion experience on Saturday, September 12th, from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at Wild Rice Retreat in Bayfield. It's free and open to all, with a suggested donation of $10. Learn the basics of improv comedy in a supportive environment. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff Kelm next week. We've been getting outside, as you know. Now you get outside this weekend, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey,